has been good. I would like it to be a little bit better on the attack. I think defensively, I think our compete level is good. I want guys when they get that puck, you know, again, when you watch Denver last year in the game, and I've watched it back, a lot of clips, when they got that puck, they exploded, mm-hmm. you know, and you want to get your guys to know again, the philosophies of what you want to do so that they can be quicker than maybe they really are, because they know that some tendencies as to what we're doing, they're aware of what's going on so that they can get to areas quicker. You want them to do that, and you want them to explode with the puck and get separation. So, you know, offense is about creating time and space. If you have time and space, you can make things happen. Defensively, it's about eliminating time and space. And part of creating time and space is exploding in transition as quickly as you can so you have time to make some plays when you get up ice where you have to make plays when they're closing things down on you.
Third period is so important. We've been good in third periods the last couple of years. And
you know,
not as good as you'd thought?
No, we gave up a lot of leads the last year.
But I mean,
years,
as far as our conditioning, it seemed like we didn't.
Yeah, that's what you want to find out. When you know, we gave up a lot of leads. If you look at, you know, we had Michigan down there. We had them beat really twice. We had Duluth. You know, we got a lead with 3.5 minutes left on them. We had a lot of games. We had Bemidji going in the third last year in the second game there in a huge series. We had Bowling Green in the playoffs 2-0 going in the third and ended up winning double overtime, but gave up 2. So we weren't as good as we. As we needed to be, but I still think that a lot of that was that we relied so much on our better players, perceived, you know, so on better players that we didn't bring the group along we brought the group along fine, but just closing it up, you know, it's a hard thing to describe, but just attention to detail, accountability, not playing for now but playing for down the road. I think that if we pay attention to that, then we'll get the constant growth that we want to get. I think we really did a good job of that my first year here. I think the last couple of years it got to be about winning and not about development, which ultimately I think hinders your game. We just relied a tremendous amount, in my opinion, on an unbelievable group of defensemen. I mean, that group is good. I wouldn't have traded them for another group that I know of in the country. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have traded them for Denver's D or any other group in the country. Our D were that good that we kind of let them just go and play their game. There's a degree. I mean, I don't know if we can do that right now because we have some D-back, but we don't have some D-back. So we're going to have to, I think, make sure that we go back to the philosophy that was building it. You know, a few years back where everybody's accountable, everybody needs to do their job, everybody needs to focus on getting better. And I think we have the character in the room to have that philosophy. I know that my first year here was a really enjoyable year with that group of guys with you know, Pietila and with Alex Patan and with, you know, with all those young, you know, when they were sophomores and juniors and things like that, they were great to be around. Tanner Carroll was just incredible, you know, as a leader. Johnstone, those guys, they'd never won, but it was there inside them that they wanted to. They had to have success.
All right, we're talking to head coach Joe Schott of the Michigan Tech hockey team, giving you an update on Michigan Tech, and we'll talk more about maybe a little bit about what's coming up in the schedule and taking more of your questions too. DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. Weather forecast brought to you by Advanced Tech Body Repair.
Got the fender bender blues, people stop and stare. You need Advanced Tech Body Repair. Your car's looking new, it's a beautiful sight. Advanced Tech gets the job done right. Clean, friendly service without delay.
Without delay.
Don't drive that wreck for one more day. Beat the fender bender blues. Advanced Tech Body Repair. Advanced Tech.
We'll see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 77 and southwest winds 5 to 15 becoming west in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, clear skies, low around 52. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 78. West winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low around 56. And for Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 78 degrees and west winds blowing at 5 to 10. This is Mix 93 meteorologist, John D.
When you take a step back and look at it, our journey from the Earth to the Moon really was a giant leap. Not just for science, but for all of us. Every day we take our own significant steps, From learning to walk or starting school, to buying a car, getting married, and starting a family. They may not have historic significance, but for us, they're still big steps. And another important step, joining a credit union. Every day, more than 500 people in Michigan make the move from a bank to a credit union. It's the first step to really managing your money, with products and services to help you and your money grow stronger, with lower rates, fewer fees, and great member discounts. Last year alone, credit union members saved over $275 million. Ready to take the leap? Visit us at culinkmichigan.com. Take a smart step toward your financial future. Already a member? Let your credit union show you how much more it can do for you. Michigan credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Campione's True Value Hardware is now open in Calumet. A great True Value Hardware store, a gas station, convenience store, and snack shop. Campione's True Value Hardware, now open in Calumet.
Copper Country Ford's fall trade-up sale. Clearance pricing throughout the lot. Limited time offer. Huge savings on remaining 2017 models. Over $10,500 off 2017 Ford F-150s. Now's the time to trade in and trade up. Clearing out the 17s. The 2018s are arriving weekly. Financing as low as 0% on select new Fords. Super low rates. Extended terms available on pre-owned vehicles. Your local family-owned dealer invites you. Save today at our fall trade-up sale. Copper Country Ford, Hoden, home of the real deal. CopperCountryFord.com. Limited time offer select models. All pricing excludes tax, title, and plates. Some rebates may require standard financing through Ford Motor Credit upon approval. See dealer for details.
Join us for Your Feet, Your Health with Dr. Daniel Reminga from Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton every Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. To submit a question to Dr. Reminga, go to northernfootcare.com.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with an 11% rebate on everything. Whether it's a new roof or a new fire pit, you'll get an 11% rebate on all of it. The bigger the project, the bigger the savings. There's no limit to how much you can save now during the 11% rebate sale at Menards. Good through September 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, my name is Myra Sanchez-Morgan, and I'm a student at the Social Science Department at Michigan Technological University. I'm from the country of Mexico. Celebrate the Pride of Nation with us on Saturday, September 16th, and take a trip around the world right here in the Copper Country. The parade starts at 11 with international cuisine, and entertainment is starting at noon in the D Stadium. See you there.
The Parade of Nations steps off at 11 o'clock in West Hancock.
Avast, 12 years been sailing through the portage to Joy Seafood and Grill in downtown Houghton. Arr, a jambalaya bite warms me innards all through a cold Lake Superior winter night. With all you can eat three times per week, weigh anchor for a fast lunch bite or dinner with a brewski served up just right at Joy Seafood and Grill.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with head coach Joe Sean and having a good time talking about Tech hockey. Huskies open up the season October 1st, and just taking a look at the schedule. And I know Joe doesn't like talking about the schedule, but we have to talk about the schedule once in a while. And people are so excited. So the first five games, Joe, on the road. And you know, you and I were talking before we went on the air today. What a great test for this team, you know, especially the first three, but the first five being on the road early on in the season like this.
Yeah, and I like doing that. And I don't have a problem talking about the schedule. I just don't pay a lot of attention to it, to be absolutely honest. Like, I focus on what we need to do, and you know, we'll glance at certain key events and key dates down the road that we need to make sure that we're, you know, we're managing our what we're doing for trips, you know, recovery, things like that. But I like playing. I like going on the road. When I coach juniors, I like going on the road. I think it bonds your team. It gets them together. You have a lot of time where it's just there's a lot of distractions when you're at home. You have a guy available to you at any time when you're on the road, whether it be on the bus and you're calling him to the front and you just want to have a talk with them, or you go back there and, you know, play a game of hearts or something like that, whatever it is, where you can get around the guys. And I think early in the year, I think it's important. I learned that from Jeff Jackson a long time ago. I enjoy getting on the bus. You know, I love the locker room. I love the weight room. I love being on the bus. I love the, you know, I'm very fortunate to have to do what I do.
Well, this first game, can you give your feelings on kind of a one-game shot like this to open up the season on a Sunday afternoon. Everything about